is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a fast-moving show for you today. During the first half hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Jordan Metzl about his wonderful new book, The Exercise Cure, written by a doctor, folks. He's one of us. He's standing with one foot in the medical orthodoxy boat and one in ours, and I love that. Then we're going to change it up a little bit and be joined by Oscar Berger from the Max Planck Institute to talk about how human mortality improvements have occurred in the evolutionary context of things. Then, during the second hour, Rob Regish will be on as we do the Blueprint Power Hour, your fastest way to getting stronger and fitter. So stay tuned for that. So let's get started. Dr. Jordan Metzl, welcome to the show.
Hey, Carl, thank you so much. Nice to talk to you and good to be here.
So first thing I have to ask you is, what do your colleagues think of this book?
Well, you know, the idea of the book, Exercise Cure, is that everybody knows exercise is good for them. So I'm not going to win any Nobel Prizes by saying exercise is good for you. You know, the idea of this thing was to take that argument a step further and look at, you know, what is the scientific evidence for exercise as a medicine. And by and large, my colleagues have been really supportive of this concept. The problem is that in the medical side of things, most docs don't know how to prescribe exercise.
Uh-huh.
So when I talk to doctors about this, and I actually just gave the first lecture on exercise as medicine at Cornell Medical School that they've ever had about 2 weeks ago. And the first time, so this medical school has been around for a good 250-plus years. They've never had a lecture on exercise as medicine, so I gave the first one. And it was pretty exciting to kind of help give that message. I think most docs don't know how to talk about this stuff. The more we can bring together, I heard in your intro, we have like, you know, he's one of us and he's one of them. The more we can bring together the fitness and the medical industries, I think both groups will benefit.
Oh, man, you're from your lips to God's ears. You know, I love the message. I love the fact that a physician who is also, you're a physical culturist yourself. You've been living this. It's not like as though you said, hey, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to strike out in a different direction. I'm going to write a book about exercise. You are a physical culturist by nature, right? You run marathons, you do Ironman, you do all those sort of things, right?
Yeah, and I teach a big boot camp class here. In fact, I'm teaching this Saturday. I teach a boot camp twice a month. It's, by the way, if anybody wants to try my workout online, if you just put in my name, Jordan Metzl, Iron Strength, it'll take you to runnersworld.com, and they can stream my video and try my workout online. It's a lot of fun. And the idea of, you know, what I do is I want to try and bring together the fitness world and the medical world. You know, we can use exercise to make our patients healthier, and I think on the other side of the coin, I don't want, you know, the more doctors can learn about this stuff, doctors can help, you know, set up exercise programs in conjunction with, you know, physical trainers who can learn more about what we do too. So I think there's a two-way street here that can be really helpful.
The book is available on Amazon.com, by the way, for those who want to get it. Would you like to offer any other websites for them to look at it? The Exercise Cure?
Sure, they can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore. Everyone's kind of carrying it called The Exercise Cure, or they can find me on Facebook and Twitter. My personal website is drjordanmetzl.com. They can register for my newsletter. Basically, you can get enough of me, you'll be sick of me, is whatever you need.
And okay, so there's so much good research out there that is never talked about within the mainstream that links activity to longevity, that links physical strength and mortality and longevity. No one talks about it, but basically what you've done is you've capitalized on this and said, hey, we need to pay more attention to this. So why don't you talk about some of the most profound research that justifies why people should be active for more than just 30 minutes a day. I think this idea that 30 minutes a day, this prescription, is ridiculous. You should be active as much as possible throughout the day.
Well, I mean, here's what I'd say on that, first of all, is that I think that definitely as much as you can do is great, but 30 minutes a day is what I call the minimum required dose of
Bingo.
This medicine. So you can do more, that's fine, but 30 minutes is what I need as a minimum. Number one. Now, in terms of, you know, what research and what was the most compelling to me, you know, I set up the book much like I would think about a patient. So, you know, you really think about patients by body system. So, you know, what's happening with their brain? What's happening with their lungs? What's happening with their endocrine system, their orthopedic system, their gastrointestinal system? And what I try and do is basically go down the body by system and think about what's the evidence for exercise, for mental issues, things like depression or anxiety or sleep
right.
or self-esteem or attention issues. And what evidence do we have for the use of exercise as a medicine for each of these things? And I think it's particularly important, Carl, because, you know, we have this society that is very much into throwing drugs at problems. We spend about $375 billion a year on prescription medications in the United States. That's a lot of money. And we have this culture where we tend to throw drugs at problems as our first-line treatment. You have high blood pressure, throw a drug at it. You have high cholesterol, throw a drug at it. You have depression, throw a drug at it. And, you know, what I want people to start thinking about is using exercise as the first drug they use, both for prevention and definitely for treatment. Not only can exercise sometimes negate the need for those medicines, but it can definitely reduce how much of that medicine you take. So if you're taking insulin for your diabetes, you can control your blood sugar with exercise and then supplement that with insulin. If you're taking high blood pressure medication to control your blood pressure, you can use exercise and then take less blood pressure medication. And the reason I think that's important is that every medicine has a side effect. There's no such thing as a perfectly safe drug. Even a Tylenol and Motrin, everything has a side effect. The only totally safe drug is exercise.
Right.
Yet if you turn on the, you know, turn on the TV, you know, every fifth ad, every sixth ad is a drug ad.
Well, and see, and I am totally opposed to what I call the pharmaceutical agenda, which is using pharmaceuticals as a long-term remedy as opposed to a rescue. Okay. I can see using drugs to rescue somebody. Wow. You're at the precipice of really hurting yourself. So what we're going to do is we're going to use this drug to get you into a safe zone, but you need to change your lifestyle because our goal is to get you off of this drug.
That's right. And, you know, again, our system is set up to keep people in some ways, you know, on these drugs and
yes.
needing these procedures. It's screwed up. So to me, you know, the more we can get people to start thinking about prevention, you know, using exercise as a drug. Listen, I'm not looking to put the drug companies out of business. There's plenty of, you know, need for what they do, and obviously what they do is life-saving. So I'm not against drug companies, but I'm definitely in favor of trying to make people healthier and maybe use less of those drugs by using exercise as their first line drug.
Well, I got to say, you'll never put them out of business, and this is why. And I'm sure that this is something. Whenever we have physicians on this show, and this type of topic is addressed, the one thing I hear over and over again is compliance. It's hard enough to get a patient to take a pill every day. Never mind, do something that they perceive as difficult as starting to become more active every day. So the drug manufacturers will never go out of business.
Right.
But for those who really truly want an alternative that addresses the root problem as opposed to the symptom of the problem, exercise is the way to go, right?
For sure. So that's a good question. So I'm curious to know, Carl, what do you think, and I've just written a big op-ed on this for Slate magazine. If I kind of asked you, people know it's good for them. They know they should be doing it. What can you do to make them do it? What do you think?
Well,
not the Carls of the world.
I don't know.
I
don't know. 6 or 7 years ago, I interviewed a physician from the UK who wrote a study on how many near-death experiences it takes for someone to eliminate the high-risk behavior that got them there, and it was 3. And I was interested in that because I was at the doorstep of death at 40. And that's how I became the zealot that I am today. And so it just took one for me. I don't know. I don't know what it takes to motivate people. I got to be honest with you.
So, you know, so one group is the kind of near-death people. I've seen the, you know, the drastic thing, et cetera. What I think and what I've been writing about and thinking about is, you know, what do we do to get people to buy homes or to get married or to have kids. You know, what do we do for those kind of things in the United States?
Yeah, I'm trying to think how to phrase this. I mean, we
incentivize them.
We do incentivize them. Dubai is doing this right now, actually.
Yeah, we incentivize them to do the behaviors we want them to do. So the question then becomes is what the heck do we do to incentivize people to get off their couches or get off their butts and move? And the answer is, I think we incentivize them. And so what I've been working on is using some of the different newer generation things like fuel belt wrist bracelets or Fitbit wrist bracelets.
Right.
Or and to try and correlate the number of steps you take per month to your insurance premiums. And there's a couple different insurance companies now that are doing this by policy. So, for example, there's a whole school in Tennessee, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and this school is on an insurance policy by a company called Humana. And what they have done is they've given everybody in that school has using a Fitbit bracelet.
Sure.
And if they take some number of steps in total, their entire school's health policy, from the teacher's point of view, is reduced.
Wow.
And what they're doing is everybody in that program is now chipping in and pitching in, and they're walking more and they're getting their steps because nobody wants to be the weak link in the chain.
Right.
And what they're doing is they're reducing their premiums by activity. And from the patient's point of view or from the consumer's point of view, it's better because they're paying less money for health insurance. From the healthcare point of view, it's better because they're spending less money on the backside of treating disease because they're doing a better job of prevention, which makes it less expensive. And so rather than just throw money at the problem, I want to start thinking about how we can start addressing some of the issues on the front side, how we can use health incentives to get people to do what we want them to
well,
do.
Well, I want to talk about that on the other side of the break because this is an interesting discussion. We're talking right now with Dr. Jordan Metzl. His book is The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. You can get it at Amazon.com or wherever finer books are sold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jordan Metzl about his new book, The Exercise Cure, a doctor that's talking about exercise. I love it. I love it. And hopefully the curriculum in medical schools will start to address this as well as we move forward. So, real quick, you were talking about incentivizing activity levels. My only concern about that is we have to be careful that governments don't hear that as a way to legislate health, because this has been a problem for us in this country.
I think we have to start thinking about it. And the question we were talking about was, how do we get people to do what we want them to do?
Right.
And, you know, we've already addressed that. We already have good precedent. We want people to buy houses, right? So we want people to go. So we have these tax incentives for home ownership, or we want them to, you know, have kids. So we have the same kind of thing for having kids. So we're already legislating people's activity. We've been doing it for a long time, and we're just doing it with our tax code, and we're encouraging the behaviors we want. The problem is that when it comes to healthcare, we're paying for disease instead of incentivizing wellness. And I think that these are not mutually exclusive. We're still going to pay for disease. People are still going to get sick. People are still going to, you know, die. People are still going to get disease. And if you exercise every day, you can still get cancer. I mean, I'm not saying that that's not going to happen.
Right.
But what I am saying is that if we want to try and reduce our healthcare expenditure and make our population healthier, we need to start thinking about what kinds of behaviors do we want to encourage.
I agree. 1,000%.
That's where we are.
All right. So the book focuses a lot on body weight type movements and such. Where do you stand on resistance training for more advanced trainers?
So, listen, I teach this boot camp myself in New York. I'm a big fan of high repetition, lightweight functional training. Unless you are looking to really, really bulk up your muscle mass, I think for most everyday people, you can, you know, and there have been a number of studies done looking at strength acquisition in high repetition, lightweight programs versus pushing big weights. And, you know, you can really develop a tremendous amount of strength with high rep strengthening. So I'm a bigger believer in that. You know, aside from the fact that it's easier, it's safer, you can't really get hurt doing it, and you can do it at home. So for all those reasons, I'm a big fan.
What 5 disease-beating, life-prolonging exercises are you recommending that everybody do? I mean, out of this book here, top 5.
So, you know, what I do, Carl, is I set the book up on the backside. So the first half talks about, you know, why in terms of the medicine stuff we're talking about. The second half is how you set up a program, bronze, silver, or gold. And so in the bronze section, I talk about increasing your NEAT profile, just getting up, moving around. That's for people who don't do anything at all and want to start. And then in my silver, I start talking about using a foam roller as part of, you know, those exercises, and then talk about some different exercises, including different types of isometric and isokinetic exercises, you know, things like planks and squats without a jump, and things to start building full body strength. And then finally, in my advanced gold session, I talk a lot about plyometric-based strengthening, full-body plyometrics, you know, plyometrics where the muscle is basically contracted very quickly, is a great way to build maximum strength.
And so you feel that those have the most benefits as far as allowing someone to maybe mitigate disease or even reverse certain conditions?
Absolutely. So what ends up happening is as you get stronger, and as you start doing these exercises, you know, your bone, for example, bone density problems, you know, how many women are we putting on everything from hormone replacement to these medicines like Actinol and Fosamax? You know, all these are very serious medicines.
Yes.
I want people to start doing weight training and start lifting weights, and that will help with your bone mass. Does that mean you won't need these other medicines? I don't know. I hope so. But it'll definitely reduce your need, and it'll definitely reduce how much you need to take. So, you know, I want you to start thinking about exercise as your first-line drug, not because it's good for you, but because it's a medicine, and you really should take it.
Okay. What about hormone, the effects of exercise on hormones, but more importantly, the sex steroids?
Sure. So you're talking about anabolic steroid kind of stuff?
Well, but sex steroids, I'm a firm believer that libido may be a greater indicator of where you are on the longevity scale than anything else. Because if you look at us as an organism, we have one job, and that's to procreate. And we're supposed to stay healthy and live long enough to procreate. And then pretty much it's a downhill slide. So the longer you tend to have libido, that tells me the body still is robust and healthy. There's a lot of research out there that shows that there's a linkage actually between reproduction and longevity. So doesn't exercise help improve libido and those sex hormones as well?
So you tell me I can just leave work and go home and get it on? That's perfect.
Let me talk to you about this. Go ahead.
So, you know, what I have in there is, you know, I look at things like low libido. It's, in fact, that's one of the things I address in the book. And I talk about, you know, people are taking all kinds of stuff for, you know, erectile dysfunction and for whatever, you know, libido and lifting heavy things. You want your libido to go up, go to the gym, pump some iron.
Bingo.
And all of a sudden you feel like you want to, you know, you want to commit your most important job in life. You bet. So I think it's a, not only is that an important point, but I think that that's a great marker of overall wellness. You know, what happens when you're super tired or you're sick or you're not feeling well? You know, what's the first thing to go out the door? Libido. For sure. So I think you're absolutely right.
The Superhuman Radio Disease Prevention and Treatment Strategy. It's very, very short bulleted items. Eat an ancestral diet, get to sleep around sundown, have sex at least 4 days a week, exercise intensely at least 5 days a week, and of course, a shameless plug, listen to Superhuman Radio daily.
That sounds like a hell of a good life to me, man.
You know what? I a friend of mine has a book, it's 130 pages long. I says, this is all you need to know. Forget the 130 pages. You do these things and you'll live a long, strong life. That's it.
You betcha, brother. Happy, too.
Yeah. Okay, so are you going to hope that, obviously this is a great book for end users to pick up, but what about physicians? Can physicians buy this book and start to integrate this into their practice, or do they have to wait?
That's what I'm trying to do. So when I speak to medical audiences, what I'm doing is I come with the stuff and the cards, and I want docs to have this in their office. I want them to give this book to their patients or have their patients get it. You know, it's like $23. It's less than their copay, and I want them to start thinking about using this book as part of the prescription that they do.
Do you think the majority of physicians believe that exercise has these profound benefits?
No. Yeah. I think they don't know. I think they know it's good for them. I don't think they know and appreciate. I mean, let me tell you myself, I didn't realize it until I started putting it all together. So if I'm in sports medicine, I'm in fitness, and I didn't know it, how the heck are they going to know it?
Yeah.
I don't blame them. It's just not covered.
Right. Interesting. When did you release this book?
Book came out about a month ago. It's been just a huge success. Really topped off the charts on Amazon. Did a couple of great spots on the Today Show and on National Public Radio. It's been selling like wildfire, and I think people have really responded to this message.
Yeah. And so, in summary, you feel that people should spend at least 30 minutes a day exercising.
Yes, they should. And beyond that's gravy, but 30 minutes a day is the baseline minimum dose of this medicine.
And then what about the new emerging science right now is inactivity sciences, the way they're looking at people who the less active you are, the more likely you are to die of a variety of all-cause mortality situations. So what about adding to that the new, like we talk about on this show, get rid of your desk chair, stand up, make a standing workstation, try to stand more often. We know that postprandial glucose levels drop to the same levels as a clinical dose of metformin if you just stand after you eat.
You betcha, man. And so I talk about that in my bronze workout. I talk about increasing your NEAT profile, non-exercise active thermogenesis, or in English, just burning calories from moving around. And that's why in my office, all my staff sits on physio balls, not on chairs. They get up every hour and move around. All those things make a difference, and I think it's so important for people.
Will you help me lead a charge? I want BMI to become less and less important. BMI does not pay attention to lean body mass.
You're right.
And I think there's a mistake. There's more and more research coming out that's saying that muscle is the largest organ in the body. We know it produces all sorts of hormones, and we know that the more muscle you carry, the less likely you are to develop insulin resistance. And so I want doctors, when they look at a patient, to not just pay attention to what his effect on a scale as a result of gravity is, but instead what amount of muscle this person carries versus fat tissue. This is BMI has to go away. It's unfair. It doesn't work. It means nothing, in my opinion. You can have somebody who's the ideal BMI, and they could be diabetic.
I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, basically, the way you can think about this is that muscle and fat both produce a glycoprotein called IL-6 or interleukin-6. IL-6 is responsible for basically controlling, among other things, the general inflammatory response in the body. When IL-6 is made by fat, it's pro-inflammatory. It seems to promote inflammation.
Mm.
When IL-6 is made by muscle, it has exactly the opposite, an anti-inflammatory effect. It seems to reduce inflammation. So the concept here is that I want IL-6 to be made by muscle for exactly the things you're talking about. And that's how people can think about it. I think muscle is way more important than BMI. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, very good. Listen, I want to thank you. I know that you're doing a marathon of radio interviews right now. I want to thank you for making time to come on the show. I commend you for writing this book, and I hope that other physicians get the message as well. The book is available at Amazon.com and where finer books are sold. Thank you, Dr. Jordan Metzl, for being on the show today.
Hey, this is honestly one of the best interviews I've ever done. You were great. Thank you so much.
That's sweet. Thank you very, very much. And you're always welcome back.
All right, thanks, man.
Get the book, The Exercise Cure. Get it today. Give it to a loved one. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about mortality in the evolutionary perspective. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Fire in the sky.
Welcome back. There's a lot of talk about we are living longer today than ever before, but very few people talk about it from an evolutionary context. My next guest, Oscar Berger, who is with the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research, he's based in the UK, is going to talk about a paper that they published. How you doing, Oscar?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
So let's talk about this first of all. Hunter-gatherers didn't live very long, right?
Well, it depends on your on the way you put it. Compared to how we live today, no. But they are probably one of the longest living mammals in a wild, non-industrial setting. So their mortality rates are low as hunter-gatherers, yeah.
So what was the average lifespan of a hunter-gatherer?
When measured from birth, so remember that when you talk about life expectancy from birth, that infant mortality has a big impact on the number that you get. So they're talking about 35 years or so would be about an average.
Now, did they die for the same reasons we do today, that the body just malfunctions? Or as you point out, even the numbers about longevity, when you go from the 1800s to today, in my humble opinion, are somewhat skewed, because infant mortality would not only bring those numbers down because the baby would die at birth, but sometimes the mother would die giving birth as well.
That's right. And so certainly across the board, the causes of mortality have changed a lot. That's probably the biggest part of this, is that we just keep removing, via technology and changes in the environment, things that used to kill us and the ages at which they killed us. So the causes have changed completely. Like, you know, getting eaten by a cheetah is not really on our radar of things to worry about on the way to work, whereas in a lot of hunter-gatherer environments, it certainly would be.
But clearly people died of injuries back then that today we don't necessarily die of, because of infectious diseases and so on.
Yeah, all that stuff has a huge impact, yep.
So we've eliminated a lot of the mortal threats by controlling our environment better and defending our environment better. And now, as of the late 1800s, early 1900s, we discovered that we can get rid of infectious diseases that were killing us and killing babies. You know, I read somewhere that pediatricians, well, I guess not pediatricians, obstetricians, didn't start washing their hands, or just general practitioners, I guess, back then, didn't start washing their hands in between delivering babies until like the late 20s, early 30s.
Amazing, right? I mean, and there's so many. I mean, a big part of the health revolution, you can't pinpoint one behavior that had a big effect. It's a cumulative effect of lots of small things like that. Like, you know, obstetricians washing their hands didn't save millions of lives, but it might have saved thousands, you know?
Yeah.
And there's lots of little things like that just kind of accumulated through time. And some of that's just cultural experience, some of it's technology. And that's why it's really hard to pinpoint one sole cause for the mortality revolution, because it's a whole bunch of things interacting. Now, certainly clean water is a huge part of it, right? But there's a lot of other things too.
So where is the demarcation point time-wise? Is it like the 1920s, 1930s, where all of a sudden we got a hold of this thing and we started living a lot longer?
It varies a little bit, but yeah, it's right around 1900. The thing that I look at is when we talk about the history of mortality, we tend to focus on countries like England and Sweden. That's because that's where we have the best records, where we have really good demographic data going back a long time. And it's not really until one indicator that I like to look at is what they call the differential between urban and rural mortality.
Oh, really?
And it used to be that living on the countryside, you had a longer lifespan than if you lived in a city, on average. And it only came to be the case that you weren't paying a mortality penalty by moving to the city until about 1920. And it's right about that time that we see this big increase in reductions of mortality. In all
what do we attribute that to? Was it because we were closer proximity, and again, hygiene came into play and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So certainly it was hygiene and communicative diseases, early on throughout the 1800s. That's why we continued to have, outbreaks of all kinds of diseases that we've forgotten about up until the late 1800s in London and other big cities. And then, and clean water. And some people want to speculate there's the possibility of a little bit of selection going on. That is, that people that were especially susceptible to certain kinds of infectious diseases, did die off, leaving a more robust subset.
Yeah.
behind. But I'm fairly agnostic about that. Like, it's a possibility, but I wouldn't argue too strongly about that.
Now, interestingly enough, you point out in your paper that it was only roughly four generations of 8,000 human generations that allowed us to kind of literally leap into longevity, huh?
Yeah, so that's obviously a very crude calculation, but that's just to drive home the point that this, you know, what we think of today, like if growing up as a typical human lifespan, is completely strange for all of the humans that have ever lived. We're very much in a stage of transition, and we're in a completely new place in terms of what our demographic traits are doing. And we're not at a static place. It's changing every single year.
What about...
That's the really amazing thing for me, is that every single year, at every age group, mortality has dropped for probably the last 100 years, and it keeps doing that.
Well,
that's the thing that's
interesting.
Remarkable.
Interestingly enough, and I had a paper open earlier, but here it is. You know, the government under, let's see here, hold on. Have you seen this paper? The Disruptive Civil Technologies, six technologies with potential impact on U.S. interests. Up to 2025. This was produced in 2008 by the National Intelligence Council.
No, but it sounds interesting.
Okay, a disruptive technology is anything that could disrupt our strength and position from a geopolitical, military, economic, or social cohesion standpoint. Do you know what the number one threat is to the United States? Biogeron technology, the science of living longer.
Okay.
The government sees this as, wow, if people start living longer, look at the impact on all these different things.
Right. Absolutely. It's huge. I mean, if we take demographic calculations right now, half of the babies being born post 2000 are going to live to see 100 in our really high surviving countries. I mean, that's, imagine where life expectancy of 100 years is quite common to achieve.
I think it's exciting. What do we see what do we see changing biologically, physiologically, that could be contributing to this? Anything about endocrine pathways or anything like that that of changing that could be promoting our longevity now? Aside from our grasp on how to stay alive, quote unquote, have our bodies modified?
I think that's a great question, and I just don't know. I think that the endocrine pathway is a good way to look, a good area to look at, because that's a pathway that has a lot to do with longevity in other species. But my first assumption would be that it's basically all we have done so far is remove insults and by environmental insults, things that can hurt us. And I don't see a clear indicator of a physiological change, aside from improved diet and things like that.
Well, we've removed insults, but we've also ramped up things that we know produce better results. Like, we just did a show on the importance of exercise and longevity. And so we're harnessing a lot of things too, that maybe adding a year here and a year there as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could be, like, not just exercising, but exercising the right way. But then again, most of the studies also indicate that we're not exercising enough on average, don't they?
Right.
Like, I know personally, I'm sure I'm not maximizing what exercise could do for my state of health. And a lot of people are like that.
Well, any of us who train intensely for an hour or two a day, but then sit behind a desk for 8 hours, so you're right, activity plays a big role, and that's a new emerging science entirely.
That's right.
So we are living longer as compared to our ancestors. And what impact does this have in general, as far as from the population standpoint? There's a lot of worry that if we keep living longer, we're going to outgrow the planet. You think there's any truth to that?
Well, so that's another area of my research, is I'm actually quite interested in that. Now, how long we live is one major contributor to population growth rate, right?
Right.
We always talk about fertility as being the key indicator of population growth.
Right.
But if we live longer, we also are keeping more people alive at a time. And that has to put some burden on the environment. So far, in terms of food production, we are not at our limit for what we can produce. We're not even close currently, but that can't go on indefinitely without some major technological change, that's for sure. And the other problem that we have right now is just in the distribution. Like, there are at least a billion people on the earth who are in severe poverty, and we have the capability to fix that in terms of production. It's just a distribution problem.
What about, is it mean for me to say that maybe we should just get out of the way And I read a book not too long ago. Who's the guy who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
Brown?
Yeah, he wrote a book not too long ago that I read, Inferno, I think it was called. And it's all built around, you know, the population is getting too large and all that sort of stuff. And what about this notion that, you know what, if we just let societies do what they do best, some people will move away from places where they just can't grow things anymore?
Well, I've heard that argument, and it's true that in terms of urbanization, the trend towards becoming more urban is just about as strong as the trend towards in consuming more energy and the trend towards living longer. So those things at least are correlated. But it's still the case that each year we're living longer, but each year each person is consuming more energy, so we are increasing our demand on production. And
right.
that even though we've escaped all Malthusian limits so far, it's hard to say that ability to do that is infinite, right?
Yeah, no,
it's
just, and it is.
What people argue is just how far away is that limit?
What are people within the population research industry thinking about? Are we going to impose a one child per family regulation sometime in the future to try to control this, you think?
Well, what most people do actually is they assume that this phenomenon called the demographic transition, which is this trend towards reduced or even below replacement fertility in Western and industrial societies, most demographers and actuarials assume that that's going to keep going and that problem will take care of itself. I'm not saying that assumption is completely safe, but at least in the last 50 years or so, it's been fine. And what they're really worried about is this retirement age and economic burden stuff. When we have, you know, as we make fewer and fewer babies and we live longer and longer, the fraction of people who are actually working becomes a smaller fraction of the total population. And that's the thing that the applied demographers and economists are worried about, and probably rightfully so.
It sounds to me like the population's security lies in what we would call a Ponzi scheme, that the young will the young will make for the old to survive.
Well, and I mean, this is an area of longevity research that I try to stay away from because people really get angry when you start making policy statements. And but it is true that when we set the retirement age at 65, this was a very long time ago, and the probability that you lived at age 65 was much, much lower, and the probability that you were healthy at 70 was much, much, much lower. And now you can expect to be healthy and moving and able into your 80s. And I know there's a lot of 80-year-olds out there who just heard me say that and said, yeah, right, buddy. But it is true that if you compare the average 80-year-old today to the average 80-year-old 50 years ago, that there's a gigantic difference.
I can guarantee those in our audience would agree with that, too. Because my audience is made up of I'm 55. I plan on living as long as I can and being mobile and ambulatory and strong. But I don't see myself being a burden then. If I'm not ill and I'm able to remain either gainfully employed or at least care for myself, then I'm not a burden. I think where the rubber really meets the road here is not only that we're living longer, but the last third or sometimes 20% of our lives, we become dependent on an institution in order to keep us alive.
And that institution did a bad job in calculating how many of us would be healthy. And they spent the money that was set aside for us already. So that's the problem. So there's the Ponzi scheme side of it again.
Yeah,
right?
I love it. Look, we have to take a break. I'm being told we have. When we come back, can we talk about another study that you are one of the authors of, which is the human post-fertile lifespan in comparative evolutionary context? Can we switch to that just briefly?
Sure, whatever you'd like.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Oscar Berger from the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research. And in the context of the discussion, I want to shift it up to another paper that Oscar has been one of the authors of, The Human Post-Fertile Lifespan in Comparative Evolutionary Context. So let's talk about this. What, first of all, what do we know about post-fertile lifespan? This speaks to the female of the species, right?
Yes. And so there's been this is a topic that anthropologists are always very interested in because it's part of our received wisdom that one of the things that makes humans different compared to other mammals and other primates is that females outlive their last birth. And we want to take a really careful look at that. And rather than focus on menopause, when you're no longer able to have a birth, we focused on when fertility actually stops, because we think that's telling us more about how evolution shapes the fertility pattern.
Okay.
And that's what we looked at, is how often is it really the case that animals get to their last birthday and then basically die, or the probability of death skyrockets after they've stopped reproducing for females.
So, but doesn't
the fact is that that's very common that animals outlive that last date.
But doesn't menopause herald infertility? Once a woman becomes amenorrheic, or is she become infertile even before that?
She usually becomes infertile well before menopause, yeah. And it's just a question of how many years before. And because we rarely have data for both, we decided to go with observed last birth for this particular thing to make it more comparable across primates, yeah.
Now, is there any indication that women who stay fertile longer tend to have longer lifespans in general?
I want to think that that has been shown, but I couldn't swear to it. That's hard. I'm not sure.
Because the reason I ask this is we talk about hormone replacement therapy on this show all the time for men and women. And,
uh-huh.
and for women, a wise doctor can get a woman into, a very youthful level of sex steroid, levels where she may actually regain her period.
Well, this
is common. Any woman who's been on HRT will tell you that if they run out of their cream, let's say they're on vacation, and so they're out of it for 3 or 4 days, they start spotting. And so you can actually, I'm going to forget her name now, Wiley, Dr. Wiley, I can't think of her first name. She created the Wiley protocol, which is a 28-day cycle where your estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone that a woman is taking varies depending on where you are in the month to more emulate the normal 28-day cycle. And a lot of the women who use the Wiley protocol say that they get a period. And that's why a lot of women don't use it, because they embrace menopause. Like, oh, I don't have to have periods anymore. This is a wonderful thing. And so the women who don't embrace the Wiley protocol don't embrace it quite often because they start to get their period back. Which leads me to think that if the body thinks it's – this is my own – uneducated thinking about this. If the body, we have one job, and that's to have offspring, and then whatever happens to us after that really doesn't matter, because it's all about the continuation of the species. So if the body thinks it can have a baby, it's likely to keep repairing and holding on longer. And so if you can fool the body into thinking that it can still have a baby, then chances are you may add some years to your life. Now, obviously, I'm not asking you to validate this, because I know that you don't deal in that kind of science. But if an animal maintains its fertility longer, I have to believe it will outlive its even litter mates who lose their fertility earlier on.
Well, so there's a lot going on there. I know very little about the chemical hormonal level of physiology, but usually there's actually a longevity cost to reproduction, and it could be that being able to reproduce later in life, whatever goes on physiologically with that, because you're investing your metabolized energy in being able to reproduce, that it could have, it's to me equally as likely that it could have a mortality cost, because it means that you haven't reserved enough energy for maintenance to make sure that you live for a long time. And today the populations that are living longer are stopping reproduction at earlier ages, actually, not later ones.
Well, okay. Yes, I agree they're stopping reproduction, because reproduction itself takes a toll. But the ability to reproduce, maintaining fertility, does not necessarily take a toll.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it could. Because of what the body's going through, right? When you talked about the endocrine pathway earlier on, and so if there is some physiology that diverts energy from the ability to reproduce to like cell repair and stuff like that, then it would be tied to this ability to reproduce.
Interesting.
But I don't know either.
So there were two different methods that we employed in this study. You say that looks at post fertility lifespan. And so what was the conclusion that this study came to?
Well, the big one was that we didn't like that a lot of people were being kind of lazy in the way they were treating the topic statistically. They weren't using very good tests, and they were being loose or inconsistent in their definition for what the phenomenon was they were trying to study. So if you just, you can go to any population, lots of different populations of organisms, and you can find that women will occasionally outlive their last birth by quite a few years. And so by the definition that some anthropologists were using, you'd have to say that post-reproductive lifespan is everywhere. But then what we did is we came up for a way to control for the probability that you would outlive your last birth, given that you survived to begin your reproductive age. And even in the highest surviving human populations, there's way more females making it postmenopausal than in any other population we could find. And so it's really like we almost have a different structure of adult life than a lot of other organisms do.
And rightfully so, because we're better than other organisms.
No.
I'm just kidding around. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us today.
Sure. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, stay tuned. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Rob Regish as we do the regularly scheduled Blueprint Power Hour. Normally happens at 12. Today it's happening at 1. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio
superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I only smoke weed when I need to.
And I need to get some rest.
There's Snoop Dogg. You know, Rob Regish, Snoop Dogg only smokes weed when he needs to. Did you know that?
And he needs to all the time?
Yes. And by the way, he is now officially a Rastafarian. So, you know, part of the Rastafarian religion is smoking weed. So he's right at home now.
Oh, there. It's a religion. So that makes it okay.
Yeah. God wants me to do this blunt right now. I gotta kick this blunt, man.
It doesn't get more authoritarian than God.
And when the cops pull you over, how can they argue with that? Are you smoking marijuana? No, I'm praying. All right. So anyway, I don't know why we're getting feedback. I don't know what it is about the line, but it just went away, whatever you did. I don't know if you did anything.
Okay.
Okay. So welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. How you doing, Rob?
Technology issues getting me down.
What about the weather? Aren't you getting hammered by snow there in Boston?
Well, that was part of it. You know, because of the extreme cold that we were having, it was 18 below last night with the wind chill. The Wi-Fi, there was an outage here. And it didn't get up, you know, it didn't get up again until this morning. So I've been going through it, man. I've been really going through it. You know, you do your best to help guys here and elsewhere, but I got a question if all this technology is a good thing.
I know. It takes more time to maintain it than the time that it saves with the tasks that it's supposed to help you with. Johnny Gray, a favorite of the Blueprint Power Hour. I'm confused. Well, so am I, John. Join the club. As to how best to set up my reps, sets, spread for hypertrophy, any tips?
Yeah, this is an easy one. EDT is your best bet, escalating density training. Yeah. Total tonnage is by far the best method. And here, you're gunning for a pounds per minute number. And I'll give the following very simple illustration. Here's an example. You lift 10,000 pounds in 10 minutes. The math behind that is sets times reps times weight used divided by time. And that yields a number, a very telling number, 1,000 pounds per minute. With that number, you now have an objective diagnostic with which to work. So the very next workout, you engineer a workout to exceed that number. And this can be any combination of sets, reps, and weight. But it's best to keep the weight constant and just up the number of reps. Now, once you're able to increase the reps by 20% or more, you increase the weight 5% and repeat. The other way to go about it, this is to change the exercise menu. That is, you know, you switch up to different movements. In time, you will progressively up that number, which increases overload. And we know overload is a physiological trigger for muscle growth. So here's the bottom line. It's best to craft 20-minute blocks such that you pack enough work into that unit of time. Now, if you're up for it, you can do another 20-minute block to round things out. I hope that helps, Johnny.
Okay, the next one comes from Ryan Parsons. He refers to you as sir. I like that. I hate when people say sir to me. It just makes me feel weird. I'm not a sir. I'm a yo, dude, definitely, but not a sir. He says, my good friend Matt over at Millennium Sports Tech gave me a heads up that your care package was sent out on Thursday. Please let me know when you receive it. I'm quite certain you'll enjoy the gift. What was it?
Well, I got two single serving, it looks like, powdered drink mixes of Cordyceps sinensis, along with a full bottle of their, looks like, capsules.
Now, did we talk about them last? Are they the ones we talked about that?
I think so. Cellucor C4.
Is that what this is, Cellucor?
I'm pretty certain that's it. I'll have to get the bottle out and look at it. But it's an ATP energy enhancer, albeit of the non-stem variety, if you will. So what we have here is a savvy adaptogen, you know, and you're no doubt familiar that I like those. Unlike traditional stems, though, it increases oxygen uptake to the muscles. And while I haven't used it yet, I do look forward to it. And I'm going to be using the same total tonnage EDT blocks in Johnny's question to objectively evaluate it. You may recall cordyceps from a long time ago in the old muscle media.
Yep.
From
and,
the early
and back in the day when we were on Mind and Muscle, we were always talking about cordyceps.
Yeah.
Which is a fungus of a mushroom, isn't it?
Yeah. It's actually the fungus that grows on the caterpillar.
Fungus that grows on the caterpillar's testicles. That's why it's so expensive. It's very, very hard to find in the first place.
Well, you know, in muscle media, it was positioned as a stim similar to ephedrine. It is not. In time, I'm going to be back to give my review of this product. I've used the Beyond a Century version of this without success. And this one looks to be a much higher end product. It's standardized for active ingredients.
So you have not used it yet?
No. I'm going to be giving it a whirl this week, though.
Okay. So we'll find out then next week, I guess. Yeah. We're moving quickly, so we have another question. Hold on. Greg Geldart says, he's another guy. Rob, what are you doing to these people? Everybody's saying they're confused. I'm confused on vitamin D, and it's your fault, Rob. No. And how it relates to ectosterone. Is there an interplay here with Synthogen? I love it, by the way. It's a staple for me, and it's finally back in stock.
Yeah, it's going to be back in stock, I think, either later this week or early next week.
By the way, did you ever reach out to Mitch Barham over at Orbit Nutrition?
I did.
Okay. Is Orbit going to pick it up?
Well, I'm going to check my email after we get off air, but I'm hoping. I'm really hoping.
So people have another place to get it besides Mass then?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, we have a tough time keeping it in stock.
Here's a tip, Mitch. Get yourself a couple boxes of it and don't put it on the website until Mass goes out of stock and then charge an extra 10 or 15% for it. That's all. It's called supply and demand, brother. Supply and demand. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. ECT and vitamin D. There's a lot to say about this, so a heads up for all involved. Oxidation of lipids by hydroxyl groups contained in ECT can account for its anti-radical effects, anti-free radicals. ECT and D3 may cause these effects through the same mechanism. What this means is you may be able to switch out ECT for vitamin D and a milligram per milligram ratio.
Really?
Now, personally, I opt for equal amounts of both to cover all bases. Vitamin D should be considered an active hormone. It's involved in mineral metabolism and bone growth. All right. Its most dramatic effect is to facilitate intestinal absorption of calcium, although it also stimulates absorption of phosphate and magnesium. Magnesium is well known as the spark for protein synthesis in the ribosome. So in the absence of vitamin D, dietary calcium is not absorbed at all efficiently. It also stimulates the expression of a number of proteins involved in transporting calcium from the lumen of the intestine across the cells and into the blood. Now here's an interesting note. Sunscreens, especially those with an SPF greater than 8, effectively block synthesis of vitamin D in the skin. People that use these sunscreens religiously live in industrial countries where many foods are supplemented with vitamin D. And vitamin D deficiency is, you know, can be averted by dietary intake, but it's a dicey proposition. I can say this, you would be well advised to go out into the sun without sunscreen, supplementing Synthogen, and I'd say 5,000 IU of vitamin D.
So I had this discussion with Ron Pena over at Quest Nutrition, Quest Protein Bars, right?
Yeah.
And you know, he's a critical thinker. You got to love that in people. We were talking about vitamin D supplementation. He says, you know, Carl, there is no food sources ancestrally that we could have gotten 10,000 IUs of vitamin D from a day. And I said, you know, you're right. And vitamin D should come from the sun, but we've all become sun phobic. And he told me that he has a tanning bed that he gets in 3 times a week for 10 minutes. And he has optimal vitamin D levels. He doesn't take any oral vitamin D, which I now, there's a tanning bed in the gym, never used it, it's for free. And now 3 to 4 days a week, I get in for 10 minutes and I'm going to see how this works. I've cut out my vitamin D supplementation. It makes perfect sense that vitamin D should be absorbed through the skin, the way it was designed, and not necessarily through the gut.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we become so sun phobic in this country, that nobody wants to get any sunlight anymore. So we're going to see. I'm doing a little experiment, and I thank Ron Pena for the suggestion because it was brilliant. I thought, you know, he's right. Where did we get 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day in our diet? Every single day.
Doesn't happen.
But you know what? I'm sure we got 10,000 IUs of vitamin D regularly as we, you know, walk through the savannah or wherever it is that, you know, your ancestors came from.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say you get 10,000 IU of vitamin D if you lay on both sides for,
half hour.
Is it half hour?
Half hour. Minutes. According to the Vitamin D Research Council, who I can't think of the doctor's name. He's been on my show. He said that if you lay in full sunlight for a half hour with just like your bathing trunks on, right? Your skivvies and then, you know, not all covered up, that you produce 10,000 IUs of vitamin D in a half hour of direct sunlight. So if I'm doing 10 minutes right now, and I'll work my way up a little bit, but if I'm doing 10 minutes, I got to be producing, you know, 2,500, 5,000 IUs. So we'll see. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. I mean, this is more intense than direct sunlight. I'm standing in there with the bulbs 6 inches away from my body.
There it is, man. Transdermal vitamin D.
There you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Show Rob some love. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 Plus. Add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single routine, single workout routine for free as gifts. Check it out. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Elisa taught me about hashtags today, right? So all these posts that I do on the Super... Hey, Rob, say something, please.
Hashtags?
Okay, that works. Let's see if that'll make the feedback come back, go away.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, you got to talk more.
What's this about hashtags?
Thank you, Rob. So Elisa taught me about hashtags today, and you know, all these posts that I put up on Super Radio Network and all this other stuff, I never add hashtags to it. Well, I started adding hashtags to it, and all of a sudden I understand now how you can get more listeners by hashtagging things, because it ends up on these different pages dedicated to like the word health and longevity and so on. I'm so excited.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Elisa's a genius.
I guess so.
She is. She really is. Thank you, Elisa. Anyway, okay, so the next question comes from Jake Martin. He says, hey, Rob, I hope all is good. Have a question about 3.0, workout number 2. You call out at top range rack pull for a static hold. Can you explain? Also, on static holds on calf presses, is that at top or bottom? Of course it's top, Jake. Come on.
Yeah.
Contracted, brother, contracted.
On the calf raises for the static hold, you want either seated or standing, although I prefer the seated because it takes the stress off the back. But, you know, bottom line, you load that sucker up with as much weight as you can hold. You press off with the balls of your feet to a point of full extension, and you hold it for 5 seconds before you fail and have to put it down. Two such holds with at least 3 minutes in between sets gets it done. It's just an incredible... It imposes the extreme stress and overload that gets calves to grow. So on the top range rack pull, same deal. You set a bar up in a rack at waist height, about 1 or 2 inches from lockout. Now, load that baby up and pull it off the pins, holding it there until your traps literally scream. The amount of weight you can hold and de facto overload you can generate is off the charts. With the possible exception of the leg press, nothing lends itself to greater overload. This movement has to be experienced to be believed. It's a tremendous hardener to the physique, like no other movement. It works everything from your traps right down to your Achilles tendon. It doesn't stop there, as the front of the body is worked too. The pecs, delts, and traps in particular get a thorough thrashing. So, you know, look into those two movements. They seem to get you growing better than almost anything else, especially the calves.
Nothing has changed my quads like static contractions. Whenever I do statics, they're always in the fully contracted phase of the muscle.
Yeah.
And you have to hold this. In fact, when it starts to burn is really when the magic starts to happen. So those who get into that contracted phase and they hold it and then the muscle starts to burn and they go, okay, I'm done. You just lost an opportunity to inflict great growth on the muscle. When the muscle starts to burn, that's when you should start counting and not before. So don't start counting the second you get into the contracted phase and go, oh, you know, 30 seconds, I'm letting it go. Start counting when the muscle starts to burn and try to get at least 10 seconds under that point there where your muscle is burning. My quads have finally grown. All the heavy squatting I've done in my life never could get. In fact, I've had people, my own son said to me, wow, and your legs aren't even that big. Like after doing squats or leg presses. Or, and I said, I know. I said, you know, they don't look like they're as strong as they are. Because they've never really gotten pumped. They've never really gotten that hypertrophy effect from my exercise routine. Well, now, every leg day, I finish off with static contracted leg extensions.
Right.
And the same thing happened with my calves. And I've given this advice to a lot of people, and they've all come back to me and said their calves grew. Get into that high contracted position with the weight, and don't start counting until the muscle starts burning. With calves, you won't be able to hold it for 10 seconds once they start burning. I guarantee it. Try to get 5.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to. It's statics just hold incredible, incredible benefits for people. And it's a shame that they don't look into them more. You know, and credit to Pete Sisko for bringing that to the forefront with static contraction training.
Well, and you know, and think about it, right? So Dr. Brad Schoenfeld came on this show and talked about the best way to exercise to stimulate muscle growth. And he talked about doing your heavy lifts first and then following up with the higher rep pump type movements that cause metabolic debris, metabolic congestion in the muscle. Nothing creates metabolic congestion spontaneously like a static contraction. Nothing. Because if you're doing high rep work, you're still causing the muscle to suck in and breathe out, for lack of better terms. So the blood is still irrigating some of the metabolic waste out. But when you do a static contraction, it causes absolute congestion because there's no blood flow. The blood flow that's in the muscle is trapped in the muscle. The metabolic waste builds up very quickly and it's not irrigated out by every rep of pump. So if you want to use that metabolic congestion mechanism to stimulate growth, embrace static contractions, learn, become a disciple of kinesiology, learn ways to get different muscle groups into a static contracted position and hold them there. Rear delts. I've been doing this now with my rear delts. Another thing that I've always hated, Rob. I have real round shoulders in the front, very broad shoulders on the side, but I don't have that bodybuilder rear delt that sticks out.
Yeah.
So you know what I started doing? I started, after I do reverse pec decks, and I do them thumbs down, okay? Yep. So I'm engaging just that rear head. After doing a couple sets of those, I finish up with a couple static contractions, and it's hard because it takes muscular coordination. All these muscles in the back have to hold tight while you secure yourself into position.
Yeah.
It may take you a couple, 3 weeks to truly get into a completely static, contracted position because you've got to organize and coordinate all these muscles. But once you can do it, the rear heads of my delts are growing now for the first time ever.
They're
and I've been doing heavy rowing movements since the cows came home.
I don't know. I seem to get them, and it's all it takes is heavy rowing.
Yeah, people need to start to embrace static contractions to a greater degree. They really, really do.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We're gonna take an early break here. When we come back, we've got a question from Billy Earp. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in your inbox every month with the Blueprint Bulletin. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
on Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Rob, you need to talk to get rid of that echo for some reason.
Okay, how's this?
Okay, let's see if it's gone. Yes, it is. Okay, the next question comes from Billy Earp. He says, Coach Rob. Hey, how do you like that? They're calling you Coach Rob now.
Wow, sir, Coach Rob.
I like that. I have been purchasing Knudsen's Just Tart Cherry Juice at $5.98 for a 32-ounce bottle. The Life Extension magazine cited studies with 8 ounces daily servings as scientifically validated doses. At that dose, I would spend $46 plus monthly for the benefits of this nutrient. It seems expensive compared to Life Extension's Tart Cherry Extract at $14.85. Hey, I wonder why. For a monthly supplement supply. Before I order, I was wondering if you were aware of any compatible or comparable products to LEF's product. FYI, I will be scheduling our next coaching session in a few weeks.
Yeah, well, I would use Life Extension's product, and I've used it in the past, and I'm going to tell you why. It can be summed up in a few words, standardized for anthocyanins. What has drawn the attention of scientists is the fact that tart cherries not only contain a higher content of anthocyanins than other fruits, they also contain unique anthocyanins not found in other berries. So Life Extension offers tart cherry extract, which is a 100% natural supplement that opens the door to some pretty remarkable benefits at any age, but particularly in those of us over 40. The formula provides all of the muscle-supporting benefits of tart cherries and mimics the anthocyanin dose used in successful clinical trials by providing a standardized 40 milligram of anthocyanins per capsule. You're going to need around 100 milligrams pre and post workout. I only use it on training days. It's the one I use, and used in that fashion, I think it's economical too.
And there's another advantage to taking a supplement, and I'm not promoting Life Extension to anybody else, and that is no sugar.
Yeah.
Tart cherry juice has a lot of sugar.
Yeah, that's, you know, the last thing you want is a burst of insulin.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people say, well, it's fructose, but still, it's sugar-free if you take a supplement.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why we didn't include carbs, for example, Synthogen. It's just I didn't want to raise blood glucose, and you don't need to if you have optimal amounts of leucine in there. You know, leucine is an insulinogenic amino acid.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you're using Synthogen or some other product, make sure you're getting at least 3 grams of leucine.
The next question does not have an author. I don't know if you know that. It just says, hey, Rob, sorry. Hope all is well up in your world. I'm reading this month's Blueprint Bulletin and had a quick question about the article on R-alpha-lipoic acid, or affectionately known as R-ALA. What are your dosing recommendations? I'm currently taking 300 milligrams first thing in the morning and 300 milligrams post-workout about 3 hours apart. Do you feel this is optimal? Also, I'm going to take the Synthogen plunge soon and looking forward to it.
Yeah. RALA is best supplemented with vitamin C, biotin, and vitamin E, as it regenerates vitamin C and E and depletes, however, the body of biotin. You will notice this in the form of chapped lips from the body being depleted of biotin. So it pays to supplement then with about 1 milligram of biotin. Vitamin C is water soluble. E is fat soluble. Since RALA is both, it pays to supplement with it. You wind up with higher levels of both vitamins in the bloodstream, and it's a powerful antioxidant, free radical scavenging combo, and you get an insulin sensitizing effect from it. You know, personally, I like Smart Powders, RALA. It comes with biotin. There are 500 milligrams of vitamin C, 200 IU of vitamin E, natural vitamin E, 2 or 3 times daily. It's circa $15 for the RALA, which is cheap enough. Vitamin C and E is even cheaper. You want to take these around 15 minutes prior to meals, and that's precisely what I do. Here's the final word. This is something you definitely want in your pill box. It is cheap. It is effective, and it is research proven as your first line of defense against oxidation.
Okay, the next question comes from, and this is a late entry, Brian Lukey. He says, do you think that MACA trial would be worthy? I'm trying to understand. Do you think a MACA trial would be worthy of my trouble and expense and the cost of blood testing? In what order should I try these? Triazole first, or AgeForce DHEA first, or For the initial trial runs on these products, should I include or exclude the highly bioavailable zinc that you recommend I use?
Well, you know, on the MACA, it's definitely worth your while because an adaptogen helps normalize your system. Right? That's their whole reason for being. And when you put it in the proper context of cycling these three, you'll see why. with respect to order of these, I would run triazole first. Okay. Next, I would run maca. And then I would run the H-Force DHEA pregnenolone patch. I would not run a highly bioavailable zinc, because that might skew things. It might result in a higher, test level just from the zinc. So look into that, Brian. I think what you're going to find is triazole pretty reliably boosts testosterone, as does the H-Force DHEA patch. And I would be interested in hearing from you about that maca and how that goes on the blood work.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio H banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the H-Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
The blueprint tip of the day is the optimal post-workout dose for whey is 20 grams. And that comes to us from scientists at the University of Stirling in Scotland. It was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And for what it's worth, the subjects were in their early 20s, so they were young. Now, whey isn't cheap, so if 20 grams of the stuff produces an optimal effect, you want to use it sparingly, especially with the prices lately. But a couple things of note here, and they are as follows. Now, Tipton, who's the author of the study, he's a respected researcher, right, who's got a reputation to lose. He got 48 subjects to train their legs, doing 8 sets of 10 reps on the leg press, with 80% of the weight with which the subjects could manage just one rep. 10 minutes later, the subjects were given 0, 10, 20, or 40 grams away. The difference in repair and recovery between 20 and 40 grams was not statistically significant.
And I want everybody to mark that. Just remember what Rob just said there. Go ahead.
Yeah. The research shows that oxidation of the amino acid phenylalanine increased dramatically when 40 grams of whey was ingested. So the Brits deduce from that the body starts to burn amino acids at doses of whey above 20 grams.
So?
Well, obviously you don't want that.
Who said?
They saw the same effect in the concentration of urea in the body. If you remember, urea is a protein that's broken down, and the body has no more use for it, except for excreting it in the urine. So the concentration of urea in the blood increased sharply in these subjects that were given 40 grams away. Here is the bottom line. Professor Andro was right. You better get 20 grams away post-workout.
But see, this word optimal is subjective. And let me explain why. So I've upped my protein intake. God, my voice is annoying when I hear it back in my own head. I wonder if everybody else finds my voice that annoying. I've upped my protein intake and my body is growing again. Based on this, I should just be eating, you know, 100 grams of protein a day. And even Brad Schoenfeld said the greatest degree of muscle gains and protein synthesis was seen in subjects that were taking 1.7 grams per kilogram of body weight. So this nonsense that 20 is the optimal dose, optimal for what? Optimal if you're dieting maybe and you want to stimulate muscle repair, not necessarily muscle gains while losing body fat. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But clearly, tell that BS to a pro bodybuilder and or a natural bodybuilder who's consuming 300 grams of protein a day and building muscle. Critical thinking says, well, maybe the body likes to use phenylalanine and other metabolites of protein as energy sources.
How important do you think timing of protein intake is?
I don't know that it's very important. I think as long as you get some protein after your workout, whether it's, I'm not a big proponent of immediately after the workout because I'm jacked after the workout. My heart is pounding and I want to relax a little bit. I get in the sauna. Now I'm standing in the suntan booth a little bit. I shower. I go outside to my car. I take my peptide shot. And then generally when I'm driving to the studio, I have my first liquid meal. That's my post-workout. That's got to be at least a half hour to 45 minutes after my workout is completed.
Wow.
But then again, I eat, you know, usually right after the show again, which is about 2.5-3 hours later. And every two and a half, 3 hours later. And quite frankly, I'm getting 60 grams of protein per meal.
Wow.
And I'm growing.
How many fats and carbs you get?
I don't pay attention to fats as much. And my carbs, I try to maintain. I try to use vegetables as my carbs.
Yeah.
So I don't have to pay attention to that. But I get plenty of fat in my diet, too.
You must be lean as hell.
No, I'm not lean as hell. I haven't put on any real body fat since I started doing this. But my God, my body has exploded. I mean, Elise is mad at me because I'm outgrowing clothes that I just got for Christmas. And I'm not outgrowing them around my gut. I'm outgrowing them around my chest and shoulders and my back.
That's
fantastic. And I don't have any fat in my chest, shoulders, and back.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm tired of this optimal. You want to grow, you know, back in the day of Vince Gironda, they said, if you want to grow, you got to eat. Vince didn't say, oh, no, but only eat 20 grams of beef or 20 grams of dairy. And nobody talked about this. All this splitting hair about how many grams to eat, and that's all nonsense. Just eat. You'll grow. Make sure you're getting 1.5 to 1.7 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Clearly that contradicts this nonsense here, unless you're going to eat every hour, 20 grams every hour. And we already know what happens then, because Dr. Lane Norton's group in Chicago, they looked at, you know, you need that big pulse and you need it to go away before the next big pulse comes. So the way I'm doing it is really a good way to do it. Every 3 to 4 hours, I'm having a big meal with 60 grams of protein.
Yeah, the pulsing method, there's definitely something to that.
I know. The optimal dose is 20 grams. Baloney. Tell that to somebody who's eaten, you know, 300-400 grams of protein a day and growing like a weed muscularly. Tell them that they're not doing it right. And then show me a guy who's eaten five meals of 20 grams a day and let me see him putting on that kind of weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I disagree with this whole thing. And I got a theory. If I'm eating 300 grams of protein a day, and the majority of it is whole food, it's beef, it's chicken, it's fish, and it is whey protein powder, okay? If I'm eating 300 grams of protein every single day, and I don't see whole pieces of undigested fish and beef in the toilet bowl when I look in, my body did something with it, I'm betting. Okay?
That's a crude way to...
Well, but I mean, come on. I mean, these people say, well, you can only digest... You can't digest... Well, I remember some woman saying to me, your body cannot digest and assimilate more than 30 grams of protein in a single meal. And I looked at her and I said, so what you're telling me is if I eat 50 grams of protein in a single meal, my body can't use it? No, she said, no, it can't. And I thought to myself, are you stupid? I don't have whole pieces of undigested food coming out of me. What's my body doing with it then if it can't digest it?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody comes up with this nonsense. And then you see a natural bodybuilder, you know, Joshua Trentini, right? Who's eaten a whole pound of beef in a single sitting, right? And the guy looks like Steve Reeves, right? He's got a beautiful physique, an attainable physique, a drug-free physique. And you say to yourself, you go to Josh and say, hey, Josh, you know, you're wasting your time trying to build muscle that way. You just need 20 grams of protein per meal. He'll laugh you out of the house. I wish they'd stop doing these studies on the maximum amount of protein to get a protein synthetic response, and look at what happens when you eat really, really high protein to the entire body. Something else is going on. That's all.
There it is, man. Critical thinker. Just look at the pros.
When I know when I'm eating too much protein, because entire pieces of chicken will be coming out of me, undigested. Then my body's going to say, okay, you've exceeded your maximum limit for digestibility. Back it off a little bit.
Do you get the, urea smell?
No. I only got that in, you want to know what's funny? I mean, I'm drinking a lot of water. I am hitting a gallon of water every single day now. And I'm taking supplemental calcium, by the way, because I want to buffer my blood. I don't want my blood to be buffered with my bones. Okay. Because I know I've spoken out against calcium, but for average people, if you look at how much calcium you're getting in your diet, chances are you don't need any more. But if you're hard training, on top of the fact that you are eating a high protein diet, you may need an extra 500 milligrams of calcium in your diet above and beyond what you're getting in your diet. Okay,
yeah.
Because you don't want your body to go, well, we need to buffer the pH of the blood, so give us some of that from the bones. No, let it have the calcium from your diet, okay? But with that being said, the only time I had that urea smell, that ammonia smell coming out of my sweat, was when I was living in Phoenix. And I don't know if I wasn't drinking enough water because of the heat, So I was ending up slightly, mildly dehydrated. So it was retained, but I don't have it anymore. And I'm eating more protein now than I did when I was in Phoenix. And I don't have that. And when I sweat, I don't smell. I can't smell it. My t-shirts used to smell like ammonia, like somebody took Mr. Clean and sprayed it on me.
Yeah, I know. It happened to me too.
And I don't know, maybe my kidneys and my liver are functioning better. Don't forget, I was using orals back then too. I was using, yeah. I experimented with, 100 milligrams of Anavar a day at that time in my life, just to see what it did. I was just experimenting with 150 milligrams of, Anadrol, a day. I was experimenting with, 80 milligrams of Dianabol a day. I was experimenting with orals back then too. Who knows if the, smell in my sweat wasn't from a compromised liver.
Very well could have been.
Yeah.
Or kidneys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm honest about this sort of stuff because I don't want people, you know, I don't want people to think, oh, you know, I don't use orals at all, none at all, and haven't for at least six or seven years now, I guess it would be. But I can eat a lot of protein and I do not have that urea smell any longer. So maybe it was yours. Let's just take one last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Well, as you can see, I'm all screwed up today. There was supposed to be music playing when we went into the break. I didn't have the volume turned up, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, this is one of the fatalities of live radio. This is why most people don't want to do live radio. Anyway, Rob, any other comments you want to make before we close the show?
You know, I just want to thank everybody. I received several messages on Facebook as to how helpful the answers were on this show. And it really, really does my heart well when I lay down at night knowing that I'm making a difference in people's lives. There was one guy that wrote, and he was struggling. He was dieting, and he was really struggling with hunger. And he listened to the tip about Tagamet or Cimetidine, hydrochloride, and began a protocol using that, and he is no longer struggling with hunger. So, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody that has written. It's just a tremendous boost to me.
Yeah. It makes a big difference. You know, and a lot of times this is why we do these kind of things, because we get emails from people who say, you've really helped me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all good stuff. And so are you going to shovel snow today as your general preparedness task?
No. while it has been bitterly cold, we haven't had, you know, a lot of snow.
Now, oh, really?
We missed out on the big snowstorm up here, but it has... God, the cold has to be experienced to be believed. Your skin freezes the second you step outside.
Really? You know what somebody told me? When you're 25 degrees below zero, like people who ice fish in Minnesota and stuff like that,
yeah.
25 degrees below zero, it takes 5 minutes for your skin to completely freeze. And now we're talking about frostbite. 5 minutes of exposure, frostbitten.
Scary. I mean, it really is scary.
I feel bad for the animals. I see the, you know, Elisa has got me into this habit since we've been living together for over 5 years now that, you know, we feed the birds and we feed the chipmunks and the squirrels, especially in this kind of weather, because they have a hard time finding food. And so in the morning when I go out and I put the bird food out, and then we have sunflower seeds for the smaller critters, and we're even going to start putting corn out. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be genetically modified, but what can I do? Deers don't have that much of a choice. We're going to start putting corn out for the deers. And I see these birds, you know, flying in, and I see critter paw marks, you know, like possums and stuff like that. And I just can't imagine how they are able to withstand the cold for so long as they go around foraging for food. It's just amazing.
Makes you think about the homeless, too.
Yeah, and that's why the homeless always end up in San Diego, by the way. San Diego has the greatest homeless problem in the United States because the weather is perfect most of the time.
God, it's amazing. I saw it when I was there. San Francisco, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway.
Heart just goes out to it.
Yeah, I feel bad. I do. And there's more we can do, I'm sure. You know, we're so busy supporting other countries and feeding people in other nations, and we forget about the people here in the United States because – government is a microcosm of life in general, and more people will do more for friends than they will for their own family. It's just the way it is in nature. So, anyway, listen, thanks so much for the show today, Rob.
Yeah, thank you. Had fun doing it.
Also, here, stay with me. Also, I want to thank a couple other guests, and that is, you think I'd be more prepared than this, wouldn't you? I want to thank Dr. Jordan Metzl, author of the book, The Exercise Cure. You can get that at Amazon.com or wherever finer books are sold. And, of course, Oscar Berger, who is with the Max Planck Institute Population Research, for talking about how mortality and longevity have been influenced in just a few short generations. And aren't we lucky to be part of that? Those generations where we're living longer. Thanks for being on the show, everybody. Okay, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Not only does he poke holes and...